Thanks for downloading the Songwriters Hall of Fame podcast number 8. The Song Hall offers a wide variety of programs, scholarships, and publications for aspiring songwriters. The music in this podcast represents a variety of genres and styles from unsigned writers who have all participated in recent Song Hall showcases. We'll be playing Impossible, written and performed by Watt White. My Chewed Up Gum, written and performed by Galia Arad.
And what I'm trying to say is I'm gonna miss you.
Beautiful Me, written and performed by Shelley Bouchon.
Should I feel bad for myself that I'm not who I'm supposed to be? No, I think I learned that I'm more than what you see. Beautiful Me.
And Higher by Linda Carai.
You take me higher. I've never been so sure. You take me higher. You turn my head around. So don't let me down. Don't let me down. Just save me.
The Songwriters Hall of Fame is dedicated to recognizing and honoring the accomplishments of people who create the popular songs heard and enjoyed around the world. Learn more at songhall.org. But right now, let's get started. Our first songwriter, Watt White, has logged several years fronting a New York City-based punk metal band, toured the U.S. and Canada dozens of times, and then decided to put down the screaming mic and pick up the pen, digging into an untapped realm of melody and songwriting depth. Here's Watt White and Impossible.
Everything will change and go away. What did you say? Did you say it's impossible? All your life will turn out for the best, but somehow you protest and you say it's impossible. I don't believe in impossible. I'll break steel balls and bend it into a flower. Stand at your door for a there's no more impossible. Pain, feeling, time will heal. When it gets dark, my friend, the nightmare ends. It's never been impossible. I don't believe in impossible.
That was Impossible by Watt White. Singer-songwriter Galia Arad is from Bloomington, Indiana, and that's where her heart is, although she hopes to feel the same way about New York one day, where she creates and performs. As she says, she writes whimsical songs and then sings them. Simple enough. And we're going to listen to one. This is My Chewed Up Gum from Galia Arad.
My chewed up gum stuck all over your bedroom. My hairpins in the cracks of your floor. It's true, my lover, we've yet to get through a movie, 'cause it's your moves I can't ignore. So how am I gonna wake up? Oh, it's just unthinkable, with morning rolling along. I know I'll sleep through sunrise, since your sweet kisses were once my alarm. What I'm trying to say is I'm gonna miss you. My candy wrapping settled at your nightstand. My clothing fills half your laundry bag. And counting rounds of freckles near your spine, my only cure for panic attacks. So tell me, baby, please, oh, how am I gonna sleep without you tucking me in now? Just the simple thought has given me insomnia. And what I'm trying to say is I'm gonna miss you. And who's gonna surprise me at 4 a.m. with ice cream? And what am I to count when my breath is running out? Quick, baby, turn around. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, just 6 more before I can calm down. You see, your freckles don't work this time, 'cause I know they're not sticking around. In the night we were both sound asleep, I woke dried out, you'd always know somehow. And always brought me water, I'm just parched thinking about it now. And what I'm trying to say is I'm gonna miss you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm gonna miss you.
That was Galia Arad and My Chewed Up Gum. Texas native Shelley Bouchon has been singing almost as long as she's been able to talk, but her career changed course after moving to New York. I recently talked with Shelley about her songwriting and her career. You didn't really start songwriting until recently, isn't that right?
I was singing with a band here in New York, and we broke up, and the guitarist was actually the songwriter, and once we broke up, you know, I didn't really have anything to sing, and I made a decision that I would never let anybody take a song away from me again, and so I just started songwriting, and the rest is history. It's become important to me to be able to sing my own material, just because there is something really awesome about being able to express yourself in that way. You know, it's something that I never, ever dreamed that I could do, and now that I have the ability to, it's something I enjoy immensely. And, you know, in the very beginning, singing my own material was really scary. In fact, I had a tough time really interpreting my own material, just because it was that intimate of a situation for me that I was like, I don't really know if I can do this, but, you know, it helped me become more comfortable with myself. So, yeah, I mean, it's intimate, and I enjoy singing other people's material, but I really love singing my own.
What's your approach to songwriting? How do you get into it?
So much for me is inspiration, and I know that a lot of songwriters believe that they need to go into a room every single day and they need to write something, and I admire that very much and wish that I could be that type of writer, but so much of what I've written thus far has been you know, through inspiration of, you know, daily life, through things that I've seen, through things that I want to talk about, that I have yet to kind of just say, I'm going to write about a leaf and then, you know, turn it into something that's really amazing and beautiful. So I'm definitely not that disciplined yet, but I would love to be. It would be great.
Yeah.
I think it would help me write this next album a little bit faster.
Well, we won't even go there then. Let's talk about your current album and the song Beautiful Me. What can you tell me about that song?
Well, Beautiful Me is a funny song. I actually wrote it with John, Harry, and Ben. They're my band, but it came, you know, I'm a woman and I'm self-conscious. And growing up, I didn't feel beautiful or pretty. And, you know, I basically just kind of wrote this song as a kind of like an anthem of just like, well, this is who I am. I'm not perfect, but I like who I am, and buzz off, you know? And it's interesting because the very first time that I sang it in public, I literally was bright red because I was almost embarrassed about being so frank about what I thought of myself. But I still feel good about who I am. And, you know, it's scary and empowering to be able to just say nobody's perfect, but I still think I'm pretty okay.
And from her CD, Picking Daisies, this is Beautiful Me by Shelley Bouchon.
What do I look like? Not your image of a perfect model. So what does that mean? That I can't have a sexy little waddle? That these big brown eyes and thin hair will impair me from getting me somewhere. That my only hope is to book it up with a diet and a makeup bottle. Shutting down nice and slow, with a million different places to go. I see you looking at me. Am I the woman that you thought you'd see? 'Cause I got my shit intact. Let me tell you that I like it like that. This is who I want it to be. Oh yes, beautiful me. Should I feel sad or bad? That I'm not who I'm supposed to be. No, 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 no. Should I feel bad for myself? That I'm not who I'm supposed to be. No, I think I'm glad that I'm more than what you see. Beautiful me. This is for every girl challenged by the two-way mirror. Distorted so much that we can't be sure of what's reality. So don't let them wash your brain. Beauty's something we all contain. So get out there and be a star. Stand up and be who you are. Should I feel sad or bad or that I'm not who I'm supposed to be? No, 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 no. Should I feel bad for myself? That I'm not who I'm supposed to be. No, I think I'm glad that I'm more than what you see. Beautiful me.
Bad for myself that I'm not who
was Shelley Bouchon and Beautiful Me. Linda Karai's musical parents emigrated to the U.S. from Hungary and initially discouraged her from a musical career. But turns out, music was in her blood, and there's no stopping this lovely and talented singer-songwriter. Here's Linda Karai and the song Higher.
When I'm lonely, feeling down, you're the only, you're the only one around. You lift me up, feel I can fly like an angel to the sky. You take me higher than I've ever been before. You take me higher.
Was Linda Karai and Higher. And that wraps up this edition of the Song Hall podcast. The songhall.org website provides more information on the artists you've heard here, as well as links to their websites. If you like what you've heard, please let them know. In that way, as the Hall of Fame's chairman, Hal David, says, you encourage these songwriters, and many others, to continue to create the words and music that inspire, comfort, and offer joy to so many. Our podcast spotlight up-and-coming talent and will provide new music for your listening pleasure. Stay tuned for our next Song Hall podcast, and thanks for listening. And be sure to visit songhall.org. Copyright 2008, Songwriters Hall of Fame.